Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reward of somebody who has access to the prohibited but abandons it. Meaning, like, for example, let's say that you have access to a lot of money, but that money is unlawful. And for the sake of God, out of fear of God, you forsaken it and abandon it. This hadith alludes to the great virtue and reward that a person will acquire on account of this. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to visit the people of the ledge of the mosque. These were people who, had migrated from Mecca. They were very poor. They migrated to Medina with the Prophet. They had forsaken everything. And they were very poor. The Prophet gave them a place in the mosque. They were known as the Ahlus Suffa, and they used to live there. And these people were his guests and had migrated to Medina without their families and belongings. The Prophet had lodged them on the ledges of Masjid al-Nabi, the mosque of the Prophet. They were 400 men, and he greeted them every morning and every night. When the Prophet would come to the mosque, to conduct his affairs, he would greet them and say salam to them. One day he came to them while some of them were mending their sandals, some were patching their garments, and some were cleaning their heads from lice. Their situation was very precarious. Their poverty had reached its limit. The Prophet used to provide them with a half a bushel of dates every day. And they would sustain themselves in this way. One time, one of the men stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, the dates you provide us with have burned our stomachs. Perhaps reference to the fact that, dates are, to use terminology from traditional medicine, it's a very hot food. And, it leads to the heat of the temperament of the body. It causes one to become very thirsty, and it increases the thirst, and so on and so forth. The person was indicating that, we're sick of eating dates, and we wish to eat something else. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I could feed you the whole world, surely I would have done it. But know that those among you who will live after me will be brought bowls of food in the morning and bowls in the evening. And each of you will have a shirt in the morning and another in the evening. Indicating the fact that these people would become rich after his death. And each of you will adorn your houses with curtains and carpets as the Kaaba is adorned. A man then rose and exclaimed, O Messenger of Allah, we are waiting eagerly for that time. When will it be? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, your time now is better than that time. When you will fill your stomachs with the lawful, you might also fill it with the unlawful. Prophet, he gave them a warning, and he scared them with respect to that time and that precarious time. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reward of somebody who foregoes the unlawful for the sake of God. In the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.